Hey, though. You're now listening to J. Diggs, California Living Part 3, Chasing My Dreams. This is the Plugged In Podcast, Episode 13, man. We're just sparking it up a little bit. When we get there, we'll get started. Jump in this shit. Low key got a headache, so we ain't gonna be on here too long. Listen, man, shout out to everybody out there really tapping in and plugging in with us, man. Listen, I'm gonna go ahead and jump this shit off. I'm plugged in, man. This is episode 13. It's your boy Mike Hill DeWayne. Back in this bitch, plugged in. Do you hear me? I'm gonna go ahead and jump right in, man. Listen, I try to get on this motherfucker as soon as possible after I hear certain shit or certain topics I want to talk about. But sometimes you gotta let shit fill in, you know what I mean? Shout out to Lucky Garcia, man. Shout out to my amigo. Y'all go pick up his shit, man. He just dropped an album 8 years later. He got Quavo on that shit. Lil Wap on that shit. But, yeah, man, we're going to start off with Funkmaster Flex and how he's been dissing Cardi B lately. I just seen the caption. I haven't seen no footage or nothing because I already know what it is. All he do is drop bombs and yell off the top of his motherfucking mouth. This man is out here really on her super hard. For the simple fact that it's hip-hop. I get it, my nigga. Like, she didn't write her lyrics. But for you to be sitting here bullying her about it because you from the old school, trying to keep that same shit, I don't know what he's doing. He has to be trying to keep the same vibes as what we all came up to. Because I came up in the same era. I'm not from the era Funkmaster Flex is from. But I came up while he was still doing his thing. But yeah, he's been calling Cardi B out. You know what I'm saying? I think he called out Drake before. You know, the people that are on top, they really don't write their shit. I don't know what it's doing for them, but getting them likes. Leave a comment. Let me know what you think about it. Speaking of Cardi B, I'm going to go ahead and touch up on Nicki Minaj, man. Can Nicki Minaj hold this L, y'all? Like, I'm not hating on Nicki Minaj. I got the utmost respect for her. She is the queen of this motherfucking rap shit, next to Lil' Kim. But she has to hold this L. Her two songs that she just dropped, what, a week ago? They're not even on the top 20 of the Billboard, my nigga. They're like, from what it says here, number 83 and 92. So they're probably in the 80s still. You know what I'm saying? They're still above 50. Nicki, hold this L. They're not even top 20. That means Cardi's here. Your 10-year run is done. For real. You gotta be like Beyonce to be doing 10 years and still be here. Like, there's only... The fact that Nicki always only really dealt with one other female when it came to what she does, this is... That's her downfall. Now it's about to just be Cardi. Clearly, people get along with Cardi more. So hold this L, Nicki. We all get L's every now and then. Sometimes we're going to take L's, and you just going to have to take one. It's all to the good. We ain't tripping. What's up, Slim? I ain't doing shit, man. Thanks for plugging in, bro. So we're going to move on. Kodak Black. Apparently, Kodak Black's about to get out real soon. That little nigga is bad as shit. He just got bad luck, got a lot of shit going on. This last shit that popped up on him wasn't, well, it kind of was his fault. You know what I mean? If you got guns around your son and you got niggas going live on their fucking iPhone and on Instagram got you live, it's just about who you got around you. You know what I'm saying? You're famous. You know what I'm saying? So who are you really keeping around you that's at your best benefit? I'm sure he's learned a lot. He's been in jail for like 90 days now, almost, if not over 90. And shout out to his lawyer, whoever his name is, because he finessed the shit out of that nigga's case. He got the important shit dropped, like the charge. I don't know exactly what it was called, but he got the charge dropped as far as his son was concerned and being around weapons. You know what I'm saying? So he got that charge dropped, and that helped him a lot. A lot of people got to understand, Kodak was already on probation for 5 years. And I knew the nigga was going to get into some shit because he's a nigga and he's famous. You ain't about to just finesse your way through here. You got to, the only nigga I know that's been famous and has come out with a few hits and ain't had a real issue with nothing, with the police or nothing like that, A Boogie with the Hoodie. I don't know if y'all know about A Boogie with the Hoodie. But look him up. If you don't know who I'm talking about, he's like New York's YFN Lucci. Pretty much the same type of artist as YFN Lucci. He's just from New York. Young nigga. He's young, though. Shout out to A Boogie with the Hoodie. That nigga is just... That nigga out here picking up his bag and keeping it moving. You know what I'm saying? That's all he doing. And that's how you really supposed to be doing it. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. Shout out to Kodak. Like I said, Kodak probably got like 6 months left, I believe, that he's probably going to serve. He might get out lesser than that. So free Kodak. That's what's up. I was going to touch up on old girl that used to be on the Cosby Show, but she was a kid. I was going to touch up on her. I mean, you know, she's kind of old, though. We didn't touch on it, so I ain't going to touch on it too much. She just was, you know, topless at the courthouse when Cosby was going to court. She ran out there with all the victims' names written all over her body, and shit was crazy. Look it up. So, YBN Almighty J. I don't know if y'all know YBN Almighty J, the YBN niggas that been out here doing their thing lately. Okay, YBN Almighty J, he fucks with Black China's big booty ass. Yeah, he fucks with her. And I don't know what the fuck they got going on, but I'm not here to touch on that. This nigga basically just recently said that he is not signed to Rich the Kid's Rich Forever music group, you know, little record label. Rich the Kid got the song New Freezer with Kendrick Lamar and the Plug Walk. Yeah, so probably like a month ago, Almighty J and him came out and said, you know, he was Rich Forever. He signed. Niggas supposedly, you know, Nigga got signed for 20K. Well, recently, this nigga said he is not signed to Rich Forever. That's his nigga. That's his bro. But he's not signed. So let me know what y'all think about that. That's kind of weird. Is this what these niggas doing now? Just coming out saying shit to make it look good for likes, but it really ain't what it is? Mm-hmm. Whatever. I don't know. Shout out to the whole YBN. Shout out to Rich Forever. I think Plug Walk just went platinum. So that's cool. And apparently Bobby Shmurda is about to get out in 2020. Supposedly, Bobby Shmurda might be getting out in 2020 on parole because he's already served so much time. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, it's looking good for him. Look it up. I heard that today. Or maybe it was yesterday. Free Bobby Shmurda, man. Free, what's the other homie's name? I forget the other homie's name. Damn, that's my bad. I don't know his name. What the fuck is that nigga's name? That shit gonna kill me. Wow. But anyway, if you tune in and plugged in right now, this is episode 13. It's the Plugged In Podcast. It's your boy, Mike L. DeWayne. And if you're wondering what I got slapping in the background, that is Price Tag by Lucky Garcia. He just dropped his shit. What's up, my nigga, Logan? He just dropped this shit, I think about 3 or 4 days ago. Let me see if I can get you to join in on here. I don't know if I can. But this song's called Price Tag by Lucky Garcia. He just dropped this shit a few days ago. It's real harmonic if you like to listen to the harmonic shit. You know what I'm saying? I just got up on it today. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like his new shit, really. It's kind of like listening to The Weeknd to me. You know what I'm saying? But to touch up on the NBA shit, a lot of shit went down last night. My team got slapped. I'm pissed off about that, low-key. But I'm going to keep it moving. Because we all going to, yeah, for sure, though. We going to keep it moving, you know what I'm saying? We ain't about to lose this series. It was a good night. LeBron won. Cleveland won. You see how I did that. I don't even be saying, like, Cleveland no more. I just say LeBron. Niggas don't really refer. Let's be honest, cuz. Niggas don't really refer to the Cleveland Cavaliers no more. They just say LeBron. You know what I'm saying? For the most part. They got a dub. Golden State got a dub. Who else got a dub? Houston. They're now 2-0. Shit. I think Houston and Miami. I'm not sure. I know Miami's won, but. So, yeah, man. I know y'all done heard about this Starbucks shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit's wild. Everything going on. What the fuck y'all think about that, man? That shit's just crazy. I mean, be honest with you, it's not really too crazy. I'm not really surprised. What fucked me up about the whole video and shit was that, it was white. I seen a white dude in the video. He looking at motherfuckers like, why ain't you fucking with me? Why ain't you come? Well, I ain't ordered no drink yet. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That shit's wild. So, if I'm them niggas, I'm suing the shit out of Starbucks and I'm keeping it moving. Free McNeil. I don't know if everybody checked out that interview. His lawyer was on the internet on the Breakfast Club. Pretty much just talking about how fucked up the system is. So Free Meek, he should be getting home soon. I guarantee you, when Meek get out, there's niggas with bags right now waiting on this nigga to get out. It's going to be sold out everywhere he go. It's about to be super fucking lit for Meek when he get out. And Nicki Minaj, I think, been dissing that nigga lately too. She need to hold this ill again for that. Like, what's that about? I guess it's just Cardi's time, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all niggas seen Offset on the Late Show. This nigga was on the Late Show performing with Ric Flair doing the whole drip. Shit was funny as fuck. I didn't even watch it. I just watched it while I was at work. So I couldn't really hear it. And it was funny. You know what I'm saying? But Let's see what else we got. Yeah, so basically, you know, as far as Starbucks, they recently came out talking about on May 29th or whatever fucking day it was, they about to, what they said they was going to do, they going to shut 8,000 stores down. They said they going to shut 8,000 stores down and have some type of glasses. So, let me know what y'all think about that. What y'all think they really about to be doing. Like, to me, I think this shit's just common sense. Maybe I'm wrong. You know what I mean? And niggas, is there still going to be niggas that go? It was 100,000 niggas. There was probably 1,000 niggas in the United States that went to Starbucks today. So, I don't know if y'all heard about these boys at this fraternity house at Syracuse. Yeah, Syracuse University. They was on some, they was pretty much caught on camera, my nigga. Like, saying the N-word, saying nigger, you know what I mean? Using real racist slurs, nigga, homophobic language. You know, just some fucked up shit that got on somebody's phone. Motherfuckers got the protesting out there. Look that shit up and let me know what y'all think. If y'all heard about it, leave a comment. Let me know what y'all think about this shit. If not, look that shit up, Syracuse University. Anyway, moving along, if you now tuned in, this is episode 13. And I'm plugged the fuck in on the Plugged In podcast. Now, I know y'all heard about that new J. Cole album. Right. If I had to guess, man, because I'm a huge hip-hop fan. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if J. Cole's in my top 20. For me personally. Because I got like the first 50 niggas is really nice. It's hard to really put niggas in certain slots. And I'm not bullshitting. I'm saying 50. 50 rappers. I don't know if J. Cole's in the top 20. He might be in the top 25. But I am going to be up tonight slapping his shit when it drops at midnight on Apple Music. You can believe that. Because I want to see what he's talking about. He ain't got no features on his album but two. Right. He ain't got no albums but two. I mean, not albums, but features. J. Cole. What's up, Tamika? J. Cole ain't got nothing but two features on his new album. And I really wasn't paying attention to it. I just glanced at it for a few seconds. Was looking at the artwork, really. Wasn't really reading. But it said Kill Something. And I heard that it's not really no feature. I heard it's just another fucking demon of his. Or another voice that he's... It's basically J. Cole, but it's just another person. Another spirit that he has. So that's kind of dope. I can't wait to hear that. And, yeah, look up this 7-year-old that was dragged off the school bus today. Not today, but I seen this shit earlier. He got dragged off the motherfucking bus. Then they went on and said that they gave like a percentage of how many. Basically, what they said was, you know, there are more black people that get treated more fucked up when it comes to police. Of course, we all know that. But this shit's just on the phone now, my nigga. It's on camera. It's ugly. You know, but that's a whole nother episode, man. You know, like I said, I got a headache. And I mentioned earlier in this video, we ain't gonna be on here too long. But, I had a couple of people that wanted me to shout them out. And that's my nigga Collision. He now has a new album that dropped on Apple Music, Spotify, everywhere, iTunes. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's on SoundCloud or nothing like that. But he has a new album called The Perfect Gift. Also, Haley, he just dropped a new mixtape that is available on audiomac.com. and just type in Haley, H-A-I-L-E-Y. So, yeah. Right. Facts, I hear you. For sure. So yeah, like I said, we ain't gonna be on here long, but to end it off, Adrian Broner, the boxer, that nigga was on some shit earlier today with the footage I seen. There was too many people reposting it. That nigga AB went the fuck off at what looked like a little conference, boxing conference or something. Go look that shit up. Check that shit out. He was G-checking them. And I'm going to go ahead and call it now and say that there's going to be an Adrian Broner challenge. Right. Too many of us lost. You are right. And me and my co-host, we're about to set up a episode, a special episode for about the people that's lost. You know, not just black folks, but, you know, everybody. You know what I mean? It all goes every way. You know what I mean? It can't just be one perspective. At the end of the day, I believe we're probably going to tap back in probably here on the weekend, man. So make sure y'all stay plugged in. Like this page. Share this episode. Share any other episode. Check out, you know, what we got going on. Help us grow. Also, follow us on Instagram at Plugged In. PluggedInn _. On Instagram, it's Plugged In _. You know what I'm saying? You can also follow me personally, our personal Snapchat page. It's Plugged In with 3 N's. Yeah, man, so.